All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Tuesday, December 31st of 2024. And looking ahead here, we had a two-game early NHL slate get underway. We had a two-game NBA early slate get underway. Good luck to all of you playing those slates. We have a nine-game NHL main slate and a four-game NBA main slate today on New Year's Eve. So reminder, we will not have office hours tomorrow on New Year's Day. But for those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel and our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say you get enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days. Get your questions answered. All right, let's get SaberSim up. We have plenty of questions to get started today, so we will roll through these one by one and see where we end up. All right, first question. Is there any way to add a filter to only apply to a subset of the players? For example, players with salary under 10K show if my projection greater than X and value greater than Y. Okay, so there is not a way to do this inside of SaberSim. You could try to do this outside of SaberSim. So what I'm imagining, right, is downloading the projection table, opening it up, and then in here filtering. And then first thing I would do is, okay, go to salary, say, show me players with salary less than 10,000, right? So first thing is, like, we want to zone in on the under 10K people. And then it says show if projection greater than X and a value greater than Y. Okay, so let's say if, how could you do this? I don't know if there's a good way to do an and filter. I might just not be smart enough for this, but I think you could do something along those lines, right? So, okay, let's say if, I want to look at players whose projection is, I don't know, greater than 20, maybe. Or you could filter them out, actually might be a better option. What I'm imagining is something effectively like where you come in here, you do all these filters, right? It's okay. Salary less than 10K, check. Projection greater than X. Value, you know, greater than Y, right? Like, okay, greater than or equal to, I don't know, like a four value, right? And maybe you start from here and then you get rid of the players you don't want, right? So, like, I don't know exactly what you're looking to do because it was just like some variables. But let's say, like, okay, from players in this, like, under 10K, greater than 20 projection, I only want them if they are greater than like a four and a half value, right? So then, okay, maybe I sort these. And then for all these players, let's just say under five value. You don't want them under a five value in this range. Just come in and zero them out. So once I zero out these projections, then I turn all these filters off. I save this CSV, and then I go to upload, and then I upload that file back, and then now those players should be gone, and maybe I didn't match the columns. Let's try again. I thought the columns would auto match. Okay, name, ID. Projection. But anyways, you would upload it, and then now those values Now the players who you zeroed out would effectively be removed from your player pool, right? So I'm imagining something like that. You might have to play around with it a little bit, but if you do something like that, I think you can get pretty close to what you're looking for. Or there's probably a way in Excel to do like a double filter, which I'm not 100% sure how to do, but I think doing it in Excel is going to be your best option. All right, next question. I'm not sure if this is where to ask, but I can't figure out how to do this efficiently. When running contest sims, it calculates the ROI for each contest and also the average of the selected contests. I think it would be useful to have the minimum ROI across all contests. That way, when I'm playing around with exposures and min uniques, I know the lineups I have would have a positive ROI for all contests instead of just the average being positive. Interesting. I was trying to figure out a way to do it with a custom metric, but couldn't find any kind of max min functionality. So ultimately, the question is there a way to efficiently have it spit out the minimum ROI across all contests automatically? So I'm almost positive you can do this as an aggregate metric. So why don't we do a demo with some of my early only NBA lineups? And I basically just need an entry file. All right, so we got an entry file. Wonder how we're doing. We're not doing good. All right. So I'm going to build some lineups. And we'll just build 5,000. Click build. We'll let this run. Just waiting for the lineups to finish. This is probably enough lineups, 3,500. All right, so we're here. Let's run the contest sim. So I think what we need to do is go into your aggregate metrics, and then what you're going to do is you're going to set up an aggregate metric that is the minimum contest ROI. Okay, so we have average, right? So we can go and set another one. That's the minimum target ROI. So what this will do, and I think it's using live data, so it's building just like probably the nuts lineups right now. But what the minimum does is it shows you the average min destination ROI across all the contests that you have, okay? So what we could do here, right, is like we start making adjustments, and then you could basically see like where your last lineup ends up being bad, and we could see like negative 100%. That's specifically because we know the live data. But I go from one min unique to three, and then all of a sudden my min destination ROI is down to 92%, right? So I think this is like probably what you're looking for, this data point. So I would try setting that up as an aggregate metric and then using that in your, you know, analyzing as part of your analyzing steps for adjusting max exposures, min uniques, etc. All right, next question. Is there a way to set a min and max exposure for a rule while building? For example, I make a rule for stacking two players from two specific teams, but I only want it applied 40% of the time during the build, not the whole build. Okay, so rules are all or none. They are 0 or 100%. Now, what I would recommend doing, right, is say you need 150 lineups, right? Okay, 40% is 60 lineups, I think. So then I would do 60 lineups in one build, with the rule on, right? And then I would go into another build and do the other 90 lineups with the rule off. And then I would star those lineups when I'm ready, right? So I'm sending the 60 lineups from here to the favorites. I would send the 90 lineups from the other build to the favorites. And then I could come into the favorites and have my entire 150 lineups with the two different logics and then save them to an individual contest or set of contests, whatever you want. So you're going to have to use the favorites for that one, but that would work. All right, next question. Does the sim for NHL take into consideration individual past performance of a player against a certain team? Some individual players and lines just have a certain team's number. So we don't take into account any type of data like this for any sport, whether it's like batter versus pitcher, which is like a really common one in baseball, or, you know, a specific team against another specific team or things like that. If you want to take into account that data, I would recommend making manual adjustments. You know, it sounds like you're paying attention, watching games, watching trends. And if you just think like, hey, you know, Boston just always blows out Detroit or something like that, right? In the NBA. And you just always notice that and you want to take that into account. You know, that's a really good time to make adjustments in the app, whether that be team total adjustments, right? There are goal total adjustments you can make for hockey, individual team adjustments for players, etc. here. So I would not be afraid to tinker if you want to in those situations. All right. In NBA, how do you set exposure to 15% max for every player on a particular team? So there's really only two ways to do this. Number one is your global max exposures. So I would come in here. Where are my max exposures? Oh, I'm in the favorites. That's why I was so confused. All right, go back to my build. So I can go to the max exposure column. I can click the gear. And then I can set a max exposure globally to every player on the slate. If I only want to do a certain team, I'm going to have to go in and do it manually. So I'll filter for the team. And then I would just go in and change all these to, you know, 50, right? It's going to take, I don't know, maybe like 10 seconds to do it. But you would have to do it one at a time. So on a team level, you got to do it individually, or you could do the entire slate all at once. The other option, if you want to, is download the player table, go into Excel, put in a filter, or put filters on the top row, go to a team, say I want to do Milwaukee. I go to max exposure, I put 50 in the top two columns, and then I can highlight them and then drag it down and then turn off my filters, save it, and then go and upload it. And then go over, just make sure the max exposure is here. Cool, save it. And then I can see all these 50s in here, right? So that's what I would want to do, right? And I think we did Milwaukee. And these are all 50, right? So that is the other way you can do it. All right, next question. If I set a min exposure on a player and I get under that, or set max and get over the set exposure, is that due to me only crunching 500 lineups versus 5,000? I wouldn't say it's specific to that. We've seen a couple reports of like exposures not being met perfectly. We are looking into those, and I think the team is making some headway there. So probably not related to anything you're doing. If you're seeing this consistently, what I would do is go to the top right corner, go to report a problem, send us a message just saying the issue you're encountering, and we can look into it. The more of these reports we have, the better for figuring out what's going wrong and why it isn't working. All right. In NBA, can you please show me how to set up a rule to allow no more than three players from the same team? Absolutely. So I just go to rules, go to add new rule, go to group automatic, use no more than three, group by team and leave all the positions checked, and you are all set. So that's all you need to do in order to create that rule. All right. So far, so good. Going to jump back to office hours. Got a follow-up here from Pat. Let's get this in the queue. All right. Pat said, I think that metric is the min average destination ROI, though. I'm more interested in the minimum for each lineup. For example, for lineup number 257, what is the minimum ROI across all contests I'm playing, not the average of the ROI across all the contests? I know I can look at each contest individually per lineup to see if some have positive ROI and some negative, but it would be nice to be able to get that minimum ROI. Okay, for lineup number 257, and let's open this up. Did we run a contest sim? Okay, we did. Cool. What is the minimum ROI across all contests I'm playing? So it sounds like what you could do is, what you could do, and this would be a little tedious, but you could do it, is basically set up an individual ROI greater than zero filter for every contest that you're playing, right? So you could come in here and say, okay, for this specific contest, ROI greater than zero. And then for this next contest, ROI greater than zero, right? And you could do them all in one filter. You could do them in separate filters, but this would guarantee that at no point do you play a lineup that grades out bad in any contest that you have. So you might want to consider trying that out. Aside from that, I don't know of a good way to see that other than you could go contest by contest, right? If you have the minimum and you're looking at one contest, it will just show you the minimum for this contest. So it's like no longer an average, right? So either going contest by contest with a minimum, or to avoid negative across any contest, set up multiple filters for each contest that you're playing. It's going to depend how many contests you're playing to figure out if that's worth it or not for the time it takes. But those are probably the two things I would think of. Pat said, okay, I've done it that way before, but that is tedious. That's why I was wondering if there was an efficient way. I don't know of a better way. Those are probably the only two ways that I can think of at this time. But wish I had a better answer for you. All right. Looks like we're caught up with questions here. Appreciate everybody tuning in on New Year's Eve today. Good luck in all of your contests. Hope you guys have a happy holiday. I will be back on Thursday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.